Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So today what I want to speak about is something that I might have done an episode on this before, but for me it's always worth doing another one because I love this topic. And I love it because it bends my mind, and my mind struggles to grapple with it and tries to understand it. And it's one of those topics that is really hard to get. A bit like when you try to explain to somebody that we all see colour differently or we all experience the world differently. But there's no real test to see if what I see is what you see. So say, for instance, the colour green. We've both learned from birth what that colour is. We've learned it and been taught it about all the things around us. But the colour that I see as green might be different to the colour that you see as green. Your green might be my red. My green might be your yellow. But we can't actually prove that or disprove it. Because it's so ingrained in our beliefs and our learning that it's really tricky to sort of unwind it. And what I'm going to share with you today is a little bit like that. And the premise is that we cannot know what we don't know. What we don't have language for, what we don't have understanding for in our minds, we cannot see it. It could be in the world around us, but because our brain cannot make sense of it, we cannot actually acknowledge it. And I just love it because it means there could be so much out there that we just are not aware of purely because we don't have the language or the beliefs behind it. And the beliefs are incredibly important. When you believe something, you can find evidence for it. But when you don't believe something, you find evidence for the lack of that. And there are a few things to back up what I'm saying and hopefully make what I'm trying to say a little bit more clear. So when the Indigenous Americans first saw sailing ships, they had no language for massive ships like the ones that the Europeans sailed over. And when they first saw them, apparently, they thought that they were clouds. And that was how they identified them as clouds. There's also another story about a Chinese lady who'd lived in very rural China, and she moved to the US. And for the first little while, she wasn't aware of the hair colour of orange or red hair, of people having red hair, because in rural China, it wasn't something that she had ever seen or people had ever spoken about before. It just wasn't a thing in her world. So when she came to America, her brain didn't have the language and understanding for people having red hair, and so therefore she just didn't see it. There's another example of this when Rudolf Steiner, who is a great philosopher, I think, or anyway, he's created a whole school of thought, and I actually ended up going to one of his schools when I was young. I went to a Waldorf school in Cape Town, and apparently in the time that when the camera was first discovered or first invented, not discovered, invented, he took a very early type of camera to Australia, and he went out into the outback and he met with an Aboriginal tribe, and he took a photograph of the chief and he processed it, and I don't think he explained to the chief what he was doing, but he presented the chief with this particular picture. And the question to ask at this point is, what do you think the chief saw? And if you want to pause this video and give yourself some time to try and guess, please be my guest and do that. Because I'm about to reveal the answer, so if you choose to do that, I suggest you pause now. But what he saw was nothing. He couldn't see anything because his brain didn't have the language for picture, for photograph, for reflection of himself, maybe a reflection in water he could see, but a reflection on a piece of paper, he most likely didn't even have language for a piece of paper. So he saw nothing. Only after the process was explained to him and he was taught and given the understanding, was he then able to see the picture of himself. And I find this so fascinating. And it was weird, when I first learned about this, I was quite skeptical. I might not sound like a skeptic, but I am quite a skeptical person, until something happened to me that confirmed the truth of this. Now, as many of you know, I've lived in Botswana most of my life, and I'm very used to seeing 4x4 cars, and there's a lot of them that have these huge big bull bars on the front, or I think they're called bull bars, or I can't remember what another term for them is. And one day I was sitting in my office, and a friend of mine was talking to me about how he was going to get an integrated bumper fitted to the front of his 4x4. And I remember saying to him, an integrated bumper? I have no idea what that is. You know, I've seen the regular ones, but I've never seen an integrated bumper. And anyway, he sent me through a picture of what an integrated bumper was. And an integrated bumper is different because it doesn't just fit onto the body of the car, it fits onto the chassis so that it gives it much more strength. And it's quite distinctive looking, and it looks very different to the normal one. And when the picture came through, I swore blind that I'd never seen these before. They must be incredibly rare because I'd lived there for years and years and years, and I'd never seen one before in my life. And can you believe it? But when I drove out of the office after I'd been having this conversation, seen the pictures, I suddenly saw them everywhere. They weren't common, but I would say that about 20% of the 4x4s had them, which is quite a high proportion considering in Africa a lot of people have 4x4s. So I would have definitely seen them. But I knew before I left that office that I'd never seen one in my life. And that's because my brain did not have the language for them. I didn't have the understanding of them. So I'm not normally when I share these episodes, there's something for you to do or an understanding that you can take forward to change your life. Unfortunately, this one doesn't do that. This one just gives you a little bit of space, or rather a lot of space, to question the reality that you live in, to question the things that you see and the things you take for granted and the things that you believe are real and absolute in your life, that maybe they're not quite as absolute as you think they are. And maybe there is a lot more to this world than what we actually can see and experience. And how can we actually step beyond what we know? And if you have any answers to any of that, if you know how to push beyond those boundaries to experience the unknown, I would really love to hear from you, because it's something that I ponder about from time to time and something that I think about, and I would really love to hear what your thoughts on it are. Have a stunning week. And as usual, all the information I've shared is in the show notes below. So links to my website where you can contact me for coaching or anything about that, links to my online courses, and links to, I can't even think, maybe some of my social media as well. Have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.